Look out now. I was in the checkout line at a local pharmacy, and no, I don't mean the Bud Hut. Behind an older fella who had a joint remedy, some kind of modern snake oil guaranteed to alleviate arthritis, hair loss, and lack of sexual desire. Wendy, the cashier, rang his cure-all up, something like $19.99. Cheap, I guess, for a panacea. My husband takes this too, she told the geriatric gent. Customer nodded imperceptibly, swiped his credit card, and waited for his receipt. I'm always annoyed at folks who treat their checkout people the way they treat a store mannequin. Just seems rude to me. The auto checkout was tailor-made for these yahoos. So I asked, just to fill the awkward silence, well, did it work for him? Our customer perked up at this. After all, this is as close to a testimonial, if not a full-fledged pharmaceutical double-blind test. Wendy paused. Jimmy says it does, so I guess it's worth the money. Her tone of voice suggested maybe Jimmy was BSing and the money was going down a rat hole. I hope that works miracles, she said to the arthritis kid. Exactly, I thought. We're hoping for miracles at $19.99. Why not throw the dice? I was over at a buddy's house later on and asked him how his girlfriend's broken arm was doing. You ask health questions at my age, you're either desperate for conversation or you need counseling yourself. Not great, Billy said. It isn't healing up like it should, but we're taking bone broth. Bone broth? I asked. Yeah, he answered. Let me show you. Dr. Billy went to the fridge and extracted a quart jar of brown jello with lard on top. He gets bones from the local butcher, dumps them in a crock pot, and boils them down for days. 3 days. Bone broth. And you what? I asked. Rub it on as a liniment? No, man, Billy said. You heat the liquid up and drink it. Well, this, I guess, is homeopathic remedy writ strange. You got a broken bone? Drink bone broth. You got hair loss? Boil up some hair. Osteoporosis? Well, bone broth again. Alzheimer's? Okay, let's not get into sweetmeats. If you're in pain, you'll try most anything, it looks like. I get that. And maybe the placebo effect will actually kick in and work. What I don't want to see are new ads from the pharmaceuticals for bone broth, replete with the warnings, may cause permanent rigidity, hardening of the spinal cord, and permanent priapism. Of course, they won't call it bone broth, something pseudoscientific like fibula gelamex or osteoglandulax or maybe just Elmer's glue.
Look out now.